doing in the laws of Nikilat Yadayim in chapter Kuf Samach 160. So over here we're doing subsection 17. Over there again, the scenario is probably the water was scarce. They're trying to save water. See, wanted to wash two peoples together. So they allowed for the people to actually, if they have in mind, to wash together. So while they're pouring, to pour it on both of their hands. So let's say you have one person pouring, you can hold one hand underneath the other hand. We consider it like together, and you can wash both of their hands together, and that would be okay. We don't consider it like from one hand coming to the other hand, which would make the water used and wouldn't be kosher. We allow that to be done. But today is going to say that that's only allowed for two people. But you can't have more than two people taking from a reviz. Even if it's a reviz and a half, that's the minimum shiur, the minimum amount. Until you have a half a lug, that's the instead of a quarter, it's a half. It's not a reviz lug, but a chatzi lug. Because although the rabbis weren't particular, the amount of water that are going to reach his hands, there's no amount of water that has to be on your hands. They're only particular. They want the dish, the cup that you're using, should hold a reviz, not. We don't care how much money, how much water comes in your hand, as long as there's a sufficient amount of water in the cup that you're pouring it on your hand. But the Chachamim was still worried. If there's going to be too many people, many people are going to use just a little water. So they may not be particular to really wash the entire hand. Everybody's going to try to use the minimum amount of water so that it should be left for the other person. So you're not gonna really get your whole hands under the water because you were trying for the other person to get. And this happens a lot of times. People that come to wash, they don't know. They wash their hands a little bit. You have to tell them, you know, wash your full hand. Don't be stingy on the water, you know. That's okay, you know, use the water. Water costs money, but still, you can wash your full hand. But if there was a reviz and a half, and the first one used a half a reviz, v'nisha b'kli reviz, and then there is a reviz left in the chelik. So now, then you can do a two, because it's three. So you started off with one and a half, and one of them used a half a reviz, and then you can come another two, use the reviz, because it's like starting in the beginning with the reviz. As if there was a reviz to begin with in the chelik. And if you have a half a look, you have a little fill of dalit. Then you can take four, as it was explained. Maybe again by five, we're afraid that they may be stingy in the water. If you have a full look, many people can take. As long as there's enough for people to pour their hands. I mean, we do say by a wedding a lot of times, they'll fill up a bucket or fill up a jug, and you'll wash your hands, and then the next one will use it. As long as there's enough water in there, it's not a problem.
A chetzi?
A lug is a full lug. A lug is a whole lug.
Oh, it's a whole, it's not a
chetzi. Full? A lug is the whole.
Yeah.
Lug is the measurement. Lug is the gallon, like.
Oh, okay.
So half, it's not actually measured a gallon, but it's a lug is the big one. It's either a quart or a half a quart. I'm not half a quart or a half a lug. I don't know how to go. What is it? What is a half a gallon? Half a gallon.
It's a quart.
No, that's a half.
Two quarts.
That's two quarts. Yeah, that's right. Two quarts. A quart is a quarter. So a chatzi lug would be a half a gallon. The quart, the lug is the gallon. Is the gallon? But it's not quite a gallon. It's less than a gallon. But It's a measurement. And everything goes. A reviz is a quarter of the measurement.
Okay.
To give you the English the translation, which is a disagreement about that also, like everything else. But
you mentioned chetzi before. So.
Yeah. So. So he says, Vuadin. So that's talking about you do after the other, how much you need to be left to do one after the other. Then we have the other case in which everybody puts their hands together and you're washing them all together. So you have a whole bunch of people putting their hands together next to each other, either on top of each other or next to each other, vertically, horizontally. And
the right hands have to be separate from the left hands?
Yeah. Well, no, you can put it this way, you can put it together. I mean, you have to leave the space for the water to go in, not to hold it tight, so the water can get in. Then they're all considered like one vehem etamazazah, or bilvat, specifically, like the sheirafu yidei beinyan, shegiyah mayim choyah, they must make their hands loose, so that the water can come everywhere. You don't want to hold it tight to the water not to be able to reach. You don't want any other hand interrupting the water, so you have somebody else's hand. I mean, the same thing would be by similarly in your hands too. You don't want to hold them tight so that they'll go on the entire hands, but maybe everybody gives their right hand, and I'm not sure exactly how this would work, but okay, so now finally we're going to do two more sifim here. Sif Yud Ches, Shir Revish Amru Tzorich Shiyehei Mechunas B'Mokom Echad. The reviz that we're talking about needs to be gathered in one place. So in other words, you can't have an eighth in one place and then an eighth in another place. Let's say one has a cup that only has an eighth of a lug. And the other one has a cup, an eighth of a lug. And they're both pouring your hand at the same time, so you're getting like a quarter of a lug on your hands. You're getting the quarter, you're getting the reviz on your hands. But it's not coming from one dish that has a quarter. So that's also no good. Even if it's a case that the flow mixes in, it's one from both. So actually to your hands, you're getting a reviz. Yodav Tumeis Kum Shehoyu remains tummy as it was. Your hands do not become clean. They have to come, it has to be in one place. The quarter needs to be in one place, not in two places. You can't have an eighth here and an eighth there. That doesn't work. And finally, subsection 19. Reviz Shamru. When we say now about the Reviz, Bein Lenotel, Bein Yodav, Bein Yodav, Bein Lenotel, Yodav Achas, whether you're washing two hands or you're washing one hand, Bilvad, whether we're talking about a man's hand, a large person's hand, like a large hand, or we're talking about a child, doesn't same, neither reviz, same amount of water, doesn't make a difference. If two people wash their hands, one they washed one hands, each one washed one hand. And then the second person goes and he washes his second hand. So then we treat them as if they were three people. Because the second hand is treated like somebody else's hand. Since he didn't wash but one hand. If the same person, if you wash your hands first and then you go to the next person, so then you're two people. But if you washed one hand and then the other guy washed the one hand, and then you go back and wash your other hand, now you're considered like a third person because you didn't wash your hands together at the same time. You interrupted with the washing of the other person, so you're no longer considered like the same person. So that means, I would say that even this is a chiddush, that even the second person who washed his one hand and then he goes for his second hand. But the first person, of course, because he says over here, one washes one hand and one washes the other hand. And then the second person goes and washes the second. What about the first person who goes? Then for sure three people, I would think. Because so therefore you need in the cup in the jug to have half a lug, then his hands will be toyer. Otherwise his hand is not clean, because you can't have less than a half a lug. If you're doing more than two people, now it's a third person, then you need a half a lug, not a quart anymore. Here too we worry that you might be stingy on the water because you're not washing both hands at the same time. I'm not sure exactly. I have to look into this. I'm not sure what happens, why. I mean, the issue seems to be because they didn't wash together at the same time. So if one person washes both of his hands, then the other person would be a second person, that's for sure. But here, but not a third person. But if you washed one hand, and then the other guy washed one hand.
And if you each came back, that would be four people.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to still look at something which I'm not clear.